It shakes me to my core, that specific picture of somebody holding a Confederate flag and the idea that our country somehow hasn't learned that, like, I don't even have words to explain how much it, like, how can you hold that flag and have a smile on your face the way that that man did? The biggest question that I came away from this whole experience with was, is like, how do I understand more of the people that, like, live around me, that, like, I walk past every day on the streets, so, like, I truly just feel like I need to start understanding people a little bit better, I think.
We need to acknowledge that this is something that has been in our country its entire history, and it'll keep coming out. And every time it does, we need to recognize it. We need to point it out. We need to make sure everyone knows this is hatred. This division within our country. It keeps coming back. And while it may not be the same issues, it's the same divisiveness, the same hatred. I just don't know how we expect to stop it in the future.
My family, we all have very similar views, and, like, even our whole class, like, pretty much agrees on most of our discussions. So, like, there's not even much, like, discord there. So, and I surround, like, most of my friends are the same way. So I don't really, like, know many people who, like, actually believe this in real life. So it's just, like, it's kind of eye-opening that there are still people like this. And, like, obviously I knew in the back of my mind, but I never knew, like, could get this extreme. Because, like, we spent all semester learning about a government that's based on a constitution with all these rules and set regulations, and, like, we're kind of watching it fall apart in front of our eyes. So it's just, like, very confusing, I feel like.
My family does have, like, very opposite political opinions and just in general. And so I think trying to navigate that, but then seeing this sharp divide, because I feel like I am able to have good conversations with members of my family. But when you see this happening in leadership of the country, it's like, where do you go from this? Where do you find faith that people can start to work together and overcome this? Because I think we saw rock bottom at this point.
A lot of my family grew up in the middle of Pennsylvania, so they're very conservative, and they had supported Trump from the beginning of his campaign. I had learned how to have constructive conversations with them because it's pretty easy to see from an early age that just expressing my opinions wasn't going to change anything, and it wasn't going to help anybody just have some good discussions. But I think the thing that bothered me the most about this was that it just showed a clear lack of our respect for our democracy, because I think the Constitution was something that we had talked about that everybody kind of supported and believed in. And it kind of felt like that was thrown out the window when all this happened. And now I'm just thinking, where can we go from here? Because if the baseline isn't even met, how can we start to have these conversations and get this kind of trust back between other people if people can't even uphold the most basic values of being an American?
That was Kaylee Wagner, Mark Puthenperial, Antoinette Fauché, Lexi Wagner, and Isabella Krisky, students at Fox Chapel Area High School. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.